Glad you're here this morning. It's a little cool, a little wet, a little damp, but God has graced us with another day to be able to come and gather together in praise and worship. And so I'm so glad you're here this morning and just excited about what God's going to do for us. Amen. I'm always excited to see what God's going to do for us. And so I know this is Thanksgiving week, so I know we're probably going to be challenged with Thanksgiving like we've never had before, but I know that God will be with us, and He always is. So Jesse's going to bring some announcements today. The DS, I want to make this announcement because Jesse doesn't have it. I spoke with the DS this week. He is going to be here December the 13th unless something changes, and he's actually coming down because this is marks my two-year anniversary of being pastor here. So time has flown by. So it's actually a pastor's review. He'll come down and talk with the board about those things. And so I hope everybody talks well of me. No, Mark says he's giving me a bad report. But anyway, so I'm glad everybody's here this morning. We're just going to worship the Lord and just praise and honor Him today. That's why we're here. Amen. So, Jesse.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jesse.
So, every Sunday, we're still having a Sunday school for children from 9:45 to 10:15. It'll be in the church basement with the CDC guidelines being followed. There is children's Bible quizzing in the fellowship hall Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Sunday nights at 5. We have our Wednesday night church service in the church or at Zoom at 6:30. And then on Friday nights, we have our Bible study in the fellowship hall at 6:30. We are still taking donations for the new chairs in the sanctuary. If you'd like to give, if you just mark your check.
Actually, no. I need to interrupt you for a second because I want to make an announcement. We were actually raising money to get some chairs for the sanctuary because we've got the maroon ones in the overflow. Well, I had a good friend of mine, pastor friend of mine, that donated 250 chairs to our church. All we have to do is go get them. So that's a blessing. So that money can be used for something else now. But
okay, there is going to be an annual community Thanksgiving service. It is on Tuesday, November 24th. It will not be held at the Corinthal Church, but it will be held at 7 p.m. as a live stream on YouTube from Mount Moriah Lutheran Church. Church office will be closed Thursday, November 26th to Monday, November 30th. Happy birthday this week to Betty Odom. Today, there is a global service of thanks. It's on Facebook. And that's at 3:00. We are sponsoring a tree.
Yes, at the park.
At the park for the Christmas, and that
we'll be decorating a tree out to City Park for Christmas. We were sponsoring a tree, so we're going to go out and decorate it. And anyway, that's what we're doing. That's what she's talking about.
Okay. And it looks like if you would like to help, we need to have our tree decorated by this Saturday, November 28th. And then we are going to have another grocery giveaway, and it'll be Saturday, December 5th from 10 to noon. If you would just bring in your donations, either monetary or food donations, by Wednesday, December 2nd, so we can get everything around.
I think that's it.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Jesse. If you didn't get any of that, grab a bulletin. It's in the bulletin. It's also on our website. You can access our website there, and you can find out all the information. And but thank you again for being here. How many remember the day they got saved? Amen. You remember that day? and how you were warmed by the Holy Spirit and how your life was changed forever. Amen. We're going to sing about that today. And it's an old hymn, but it's a great hymn of a reminder. I remember how the fire fell in my life.
Oh, I love to tell the blessed story since the Lord sanctified me. For my soul received a flood of glory when the Lord sanctified me. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell, how the fire fell, how the fire fell. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell when the Lord sanctified me. All my doubts and fears are gone forever since the Lord sanctified me. For his peace flowed over me like a river when the Lord sanctified me. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell, how the fire fell, how the fire fell. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell when the Lord sanctified me. To the world no more my heart is turning since the Lord sanctified me. For me his spirit felt with burning when the Lord sanctified me. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell, how the fire fell, how the fire fell. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell when the Lord sanctified me. There's a crown awaiting me in heaven since the Lord sanctified me. For a heart made clean to me was given when the Lord sanctified me. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell, how the fire fell, how the fire fell. Oh, I never shall forget how the fire fell when the Lord sanctified me.
Amen. Amen. I hope your hearts are warm today. Amen. My fingers are cold. I don't want to turn pages. Amen. Like I said, today is the time we come. We set aside Sundays to worship. We set aside this day to praise Him.
Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to give your heart.
for those who gladly choose you now.
Come. You choose Christ today. If you haven't chose Christ today, now's the time. He just invites you always. He stands at the door and he knocks. Amen. Praise the Lord. God sent his Son.
They called him Jesus. He came to new love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance. Face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone.
Amen.
Because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Be lifted up. Be lifted up as we bow down. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. Be lifted up as we bow down. Be lifted up. voice. Let the nations be glad. Let the whole earth tremble, for you are God. Come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
As we bow down, be lifted up. As we bow down, be lifted up.
Let the nations be glad. Let the whole earth tremble, for you are God. Come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. As we bow down, be lifted.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, Lord, right here, right now, Lord, and we just ask for your Holy Spirit to just fall upon this place this morning. Lord, bless these people that are here. We come here to honor you. Lord, so much going on around us, Lord, we just want to take this time to humble ourselves and lift you up. We want to honor you today. We want to praise your holy name. Lord, we know that you're in control. Lord, you are in control, and all things work for your good. So Lord, right now today, we just humble ourselves again. We praise and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Maddie's going to come and sing. We love when Maddie sings. I know it's a little cool out here, and I know it's going to get cooler. You know, it's just part of the year, but as long as we're able, we're going to continue to do this. And, you know, I've spent a lot of my life outside working in construction. I worked on the farm when I was young. I've sat in a deer stand when it was below zero outside, and if I can do that, I can be up here preaching, and, you know, I can spend a little bit of time here. Amen? And so are we ready, Maddie?
Amen. You guys know there was a really bad wreck the other day. I go to school with those girls, and God just really laid this song on my heart, and I also want to pray for them before I sing. So, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, God, we just come to you today, and I just want to ask you, God, to make a way, because that's who you are, Lord. You're a way maker, and no matter what happens in this situation, God, we believe in you, and we know that you are still good. Just bring comfort to the girls and their families, God, and just bring your love. You're just amazing, Lord, and we just love and we praise you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Everything is okay, 'cause I can see the tears you're crying, and I can't promise
to take the pain away. But you can know I won't stop trying. I'll be the angel by your side. I will get you through the night. I'll be the strength you can't provide on your own. 'Cause when you're down and out of time, and you think you lost the fight, let me be the angel by your side. I know it feels like you're running out of faith, 'cause it's so hard to keep believing. But if I can bring a smile back to your face, you'll forget all about it. Oh, I'll be the angel by your side. I will get you through the night. I'll be the strength you can't provide on your own. 'Cause when you're down and out of time, and you think you lost the fight, let me be you through the night. I'll be the strength you can't provide on your own. 'Cause when you're down and out of time, and you think you lost the fight, oh, let me be the angel by your side. Let me be the angel by your side.
God is so good. And I know that, you know, in the scripture, the Bible says that in every situation, to give thanks. And I know we got Thanksgiving coming up, and I know we tend to look around at these times that we're going through right now. And I know that there's also things that we go through in our life, and I talk about this quite often, about the hardships that we sometimes deal with as a family, just like the family of that young daughter that I know that are dealing with this tragedy in their family right now, and they're going through this hard time. And how do we deal with that, and how do we look to God and say give thanks? And that's hard. It's hard when we're dealing with an illness and we're flat on our back in a hospital, and it's hard to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Pardon? Yeah. No. Sorry. Okay. Can you hear me better now on your radio? I'm sorry. Can I start all over again? No? I hope you got all of that. You know, what I was saying is it's hard
to give thanks in hard times like that. But the Bible says to give thanks in all things. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, you know, here's Paul and Timothy and Silas together, and they're, you know, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In all things, that means good and bad. And it's easy when we're on the mountaintop. It's easy when life is good and everything seems to be perfect in our life. It's easy to say, thanks, Lord. Man, that's thank you for the wonderful blessings that I've got going on in my life. But it's those times when we're down, and it's those times when we're dealing with a sickness or an illness or whatever, a job loss or a divorce or any of those things that happen, and they happen. That's life, right? This is reality. We live in a world. We live in this world of sin and stuff. You know, what can I say? But we live in this world, and we're called as Christians to be different. We're called as Christians to be different so that the world can see, man, when that guy was down, he was praising the Lord when he was down. He's not like the rest of us. People take notice and they watch. When the Bible says in everything give thanks, it means we should be thankful to Him in the good times as well as the bad times. And it's not easy, like I said, to thank God in the midst of troubled times. You know, we're going through some political times now that are very stressful to the nation. We're going through a pandemic like we've never seen before, like we have never seen before. We're dealing with all this of fear and anxiety and stress and all these things. But, you know, this week is Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving's a time where we come together as a family. And I know that's even going to be different this year, because it's not like every other year that we've gone, you know, the things that we've gone through. You know, many people have lost their lives. But I tell you, we still can give thanks to our good Lord up above. Sometimes people ask, what's there to give thanks for? Well, I'll give you a reason to thank God. Number one, God knows the end from the beginning. God knows the end from the beginning. He gave us the scripture. He gave us the word, and He knows the ending. He said, here it is. Read it. We know what's going to come. We know what's going to happen. We know that if we give our lives to Him, we know if you're saved today, we've got a better place waiting on us, that this is just a temporary place. We have to remember that. I have to remind you. I want to give thanks for that. Why? Because I've got a better place. I won't have to deal with all this garbage down here on this earth one of these days. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He's the beginning and the end, and He knows all things. And He is the Commander in Chief. He is the Commander in Chief of all things. He sets things into motion. He knows. He has the big plan, and He just expects us by faith just to trust Him. He is the God of the good, and He's the God of the good times, and He's also the God of the bad times. He's with you. He walks with you. He's in my life. I'll never stop testifying to the fact that He healed me from my kidney disease that I had. I say that I had. And when I was down and out, I never felt insecure, because I knew His Spirit was right there. I could feel the presence of God Almighty with me through all of that. I felt comfort in that. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." So I say, let's thank God. Let's thank God for everything that goes on in our lives. Never stop thanking Him. He's the owner of life. We live because He ordains it. Amen. When God created man in His own image, and He grabbed some dirt and He formed man, and then He breathed life into him. We live because His breath is in us. His breath sustains us. Amen. His Holy Spirit keeps us going in those bad times. His breath is within us. He is the air I breathe. You know that song? We sing it sometimes. He is the air I breathe. He put that air within us. He breathed life into us. That's something to shout for right there. That's something to be thankful for. Every morning you get up, every evening when you go to bed, every breath that you take. I've said this before. It's like that old song. Every move I make, every breath I take, I'll be with you. But He is, it's real. He is a sovereign God, and He does what He wills, and He gives life, and He takes life, and we can't question that. Job, when he went through all he went through, he questioned God about all that, and God says, "Who are you to question me? Was you here when I created the heavens and the earth? Was you here when I set things into motion?" Job never gave up the faith, though, did he? He understood. In Psalm 6:5, it says, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?" It is only the living that can praise and thank God. And if you're living, if you're a living soul today, then you can shout hallelujah because God gave you that life. Amen. From the time you were formed in the womb, He gave you that life. And I thank God every day for it. And as long as I have breath, I'm telling you, as long as I can breathe, I'm going to praise the Lord. Because I know He is real. I know I have a hope that has been burned inside of me, that there's something way beyond than what I'm living in today. Amen? There's more. We're just temporary residents here. This is not our home. You know, Thanksgiving, when we think about the word Thanksgiving, this thanksgiving to God, when we give thanks to Him, it leads to triumph in our life. I know this train's kind of making it hard to hear. I'll give it just a second. Thanksgiving leads to triumph in our life. There's victory in thanksgiving. When we give thanks to God, victory comes. You know, Jehoshaphat in the Old Testament led Israel in praise and thanksgiving to God when they were confronted by a mighty army and God delivered them from the hands of their enemies. There was this great army that was building up that was going to come against them. And when some leaders came to him and said, "Hey, you're about to get attacked," he was a little startled at first, but what did he do? He started praising. He started thanking God. He started praising God. In Chronicles 20, 21, and 22, he talks about that. "Give thanks to the Lord, for it is His love endures forever," is what he says. Give thanks to the Lord. He'll see us through it. Amen. In Psalms 119, 62 tells us, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment." We must always give thanks to our Lord. When Paul and Silas was in prison, we've heard this story many times, but when they were in prison, laying, beat in chains, miserable, I can't imagine what they were going through. And at midnight, what were they doing? They were praising and worshiping. They were giving thanks to God in heaven. And what happened? What happened at midnight? An earthquake happened. The jails shook. The doors flew open. And God came in a mighty way and delivered them. Amen. That's the God I serve. Amen. That's the God I serve. That's the God you serve too. He's just as powerful today as he was then. You know, another reason to thank God is thanksgiving is a worthy sacrifice to God. A sacrifice is something that is offered to God in order to either appease him or to gain something of value. You know, Jesus has already offered the ultimate sacrifice. He offered himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, for my sin, for your sin. He gave himself for that, the ultimate sacrifice, once and for all people, everyone, not just some. He gave it to everyone, no matter what you have done. Scripture says, while we were still sinners, Christ died. Yet, Psalms 107 and 22 says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. We also offer ourselves as living sacrifices to him. That means our time, we give our time. We give our finances. We give our lives. He said, take up your cross and follow me. When we offer ourselves to his service, we are giving thanks to him. When we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, that's our proper worship, the scripture says. When we give to those who are in need, when somebody's thirsty, we give them something to drink. When somebody's in prison, we go visit them. And when somebody's hungry, we give them food. Jesus talked about that, didn't he? Our giving thanks grants us access through the gates and to the courts of the Lord. Our prayers are being heard. When you pray and you humble yourself and you give thanks to God Almighty, it enters the courts. It enters the throne room. He hears our prayers. We pray for divine intervention. I pray it for spiritual welfare. You know, there is an assurance from the Word of God that good will come out of everything. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All things work for the good of God. Even all this mess we're going through right now, all this stuff that's got us all bent out of shape, nation divided, pandemic, all this stuff keeping us, I don't know. All I know is whatever God's got in store for us, it's going to be great. Whatever it's going to be, whatever comes out of this, whatever reason all this is going on for, God's going to do something mighty. Because that's what he says he'll do. I got to believe that, amen? I got to believe that whatever happens, God's going to do something. He's going to do something amazing. God has a purpose for those who are called and those who have surrendered their lives to him through faith. And I'll say this. When your faith is strong, when you trust in him, when you put your thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father, there is nothing in this world that can keep you down. It doesn't matter whether it's a pandemic, whether it's an illness, a sickness, whether it's a death, a loss of a loved one. It doesn't matter. You keep the faith. I believe in great miracles because the Bible says I'm a miracle in myself. I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. You know, when Jesus was at the graveside of Lazarus, he gave thanks. He did. And then we find that Lazarus was resurrected from the dead. I remember when I was resurrected from the dead. Anybody that's been saved, you've been resurrected from the dead. Because once you were spiritually dead, and now you've been made alive in Him spiritually. Amen? So you've all been raised from the dead. You ever think about that? I praise Him for that. That's something to give thanks for. That's something to shout about every day of my life. I want to give Him thanks now for the great miracles that are going to happen. The ones that are on the way. He also gave thanks in front of a hungry multitude. Jesus did when he had the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and thousands were fed. Every miracle Jesus ever did, He gave thanks before it happened. Who did He thank? God Almighty. Amen. God Almighty. Jesus said, now do what I do. You know, I've been preaching over the last several weeks about being like Christ, living a life like Christ, and that's what He asked us to do. He said, go do what I do. What I did. You'll do greater things than I ever did. What are those greater things? I want to ask you this morning, give thanks. Give thanks to God, for the great miracle is around the corner. I believe that. It's going to happen in your life. It may be a spiritual thing in your life. It's not always physical. We always want to put things in physical. You know, what we can see, what we can hold, but sometimes it's not that. Paul said, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities. We fight against spiritual things. Satan wants the church to be down. Satan wants people to have anxiety, to be fearful. But God says, no, you don't have to live that way. Why? You don't have to. Because this is just temporary. There's something better. John 6, 9 through 12, let's give thanks to God. God is a sovereign God. He is in control of all things. He's in control of every situation on this earth. He allowed all these things to happen for a reason. I don't know what that reason is, but I want to tell you, it will come and go. Things like this will come and go. But God is on the throne forever. Jesus Christ is on the throne forever. And that's what we have to hold on to. Amen. We have to believe that. So today, this week, as we enter into Thanksgiving, I just want you guys to give thanks to God. Most of all, give thanks to God. I thank God every day for my family. I thank God every day for my wife and my kids. No, they're not always perfect. I'm not always perfect. Just being honest. But God gave them to me. And I thank Him for that every day. God gave me life. I thank Him for that. He gave me one more day. I hope you can say the same. I hope today you can just thank Him and thank Him no matter what. Amen. I pray, I really, I just thank everyone. I thank you guys for being here today. I appreciate you guys coming. It's cold, and I'm really honored. It really touches me to see people who love the Lord enough. It's not about me. It's about loving God enough to come and sit in your cars or sit in the lawn chair when it's cold, windy. Keep trusting the Lord. Keep Him close to your heart. And let that fire never go out that He's placed inside of you. Let your light shine for this community. And let's never forget what Jesus did. And I want to thank Him every day for it. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You again for allowing us to have this moment this morning. Lord, I thank You for Your word. Lord, just let us leave here better than we came today. Hearts on fire for You. And we give You thanks in all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Have a great afternoon. Have a great week. Have a great Thanksgiving. Amen. Love y'all.